Without ship?
Lady Rhea's tone softened, as did everyone's when they spoke to Abeloth.
The Crusader is running low on fuel and stores. If we stay much longer, we won't be leaving at all.
The explanation only seemed to alarm Abeloth all the more.
But you can't leave without ship.
She turned to face the body of the search party, as though a handful of mere sabers could overrule a Sith Lord.
Lord Vol will be disappointed in you.
Lady Rhea seemed as surprised by the reaction as Vistara. Her eyes grew confused for a moment, then her expression hardened as she finally seemed to gather her thoughts.
Didn't you tell us you had been marooned here for 30 years, Abeloth?
Abeloth nodded.
That's right.
Then I would think you'd be dying to get back to civilization.
And I am.
Abeloth continued to look at the rest of the search party.
But I'm only thinking of you, my friends. Your circle of lords will not look kindly on this failure.
I'll handle them.
Lady Rhea glared down on Abeloth with a look of quiet appraisal, then asked,
You haven't changed your mind about wanting to return to Kesh with us, have you?
Not at all,
Abeloth said. Lady Rhea's expression grew noticeably softer as the castaway turned to face her again.
I'm as eager as you are to leave this place.
I'm glad to hear it.
Lady Rhea's smile managed to retain some of its predatory edge, and Vistara could almost read the thoughts flashing through her master's mind. Abeloth would make up for ship's loss. Enthralled as they were, every Sith in the search party knew that Abeloth was no ordinary woman, if she was a woman at all. Sometimes it seemed to Vistara that Abeloth was no more than a swirling halo of Force energy that presented itself as a woman because its true form could not be comprehended by their mortal minds. But other times, Abeloth seemed exactly what she claimed to be, a lonely castaway, so desperate for companionship that she refused to be alone. A woman driven so near to madness by her long isolation that she had assumed she was hallucinating when Vistara and Ari entered her cave to rescue Chaul. Of course, there were a lot of things that didn't make sense about either possibility. First, Abeloth had never explained exactly how she had imprisoned Chaul, a Sith master, in a cocoon. She claimed to have no idea why Vistara had sent ship on the ridge near her home, yet accepted as perfectly logical the fact that it had been ship that had led them to her in the first place. And when Vistara had inquired about the tentacle things she had glimpsed on the cave ceiling, Abeloth's only reply had been that they had nothing to fear from any animal on this planet. As Vistara was considering all this, and waiting for the strange contest of wills between Abeloth and Lady Rhea to be resolved, she felt the touch of a familiar presence.
You should never have come,
Ship said inside her mind.
Now you can never leave.
Vistara swung her gaze down the river, then gasped aloud when she saw a familiar winged ball silhouette hovering in the distance, just above the water.
Vistara,
Ari asked, turning toward her.
What is it?
It's... Vistara started to point, then saw Abeloth watching and realized that the castaway was eavesdropping. Besides, Lady Rhea would not appreciate being drawn into another futile ship chase when she had already given the order to leave. Vistara dropped her gaze.
Nothing.
What was nothing?
Abeloth's voice was a cold blade cutting through Vistara's lie.
You saw something downriver?
I thought so.
Vistara sneaked a glance down the river and, much to her relief, saw that the tiny silhouette had already vanished.
But I was...
Vistara was interrupted by the chime of Lady Rhea's comlink. She turned and saw her master pulling the wand from her belt, at the same time raising her free hand for silence. Lady Rhea had barely thumbed the activation switch before Ba'ad Walasari's excited voice began to sound from the tiny speaker.
1,000 meters at bearing 160 from you,
the Kashiri said.
Ship just crossed the river and seems to be headed for the shuttle clearing.
Lady Rhea's eyes widened in shock.
ship is letting you track it?
When it's above the canopy, we have a heat signature. When it's in the jungle, we have a damage path. As long as ship is moving, we can track it.
Good. Keep me updated.
Lady Rhea clicked off her comlink and turned to Vistara.
See if you can force it to return to us.